Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed tes. We stopped at the very top of the Amid. We brought a raya about Tanya. What was the raya to? This was to Rav Papa's halacha. Let's just quickly go back to Rav Papa so we understand we are holding in the Gemara. Back on lamed ches amid beis, you'll recall, just past halfway down the Amid, we had Rav Papa. What was Rav Papa talking about? About the three final spritzings or nesinas hadam of the Karban Chattas. As we've explained many times, Karban Chattas was very, very unique, that the Chattas Chitzoina that's being brought in the Azara, instead of splashing, shooting, throwing the blood against the sides of the Mizbeach, the Kohen had to go all the way to the top and put his finger into the blood, immerse the finger, and then go and smear every one of the four kronos at the very top of the Mizbeach. But what we learned back in the Mishnah, as well as in the Gemara yesterday, that l'chatchila you have to have on all four corners. What happens if he only did it on one corner or two corners? So according to Beis Hillel, one corner is sufficient. B'di Eved, avad l'chatchila, you got to do all four. But b'di Eved, one is enough. According to Beis Shammah, you have to have two. What was the basis of this machloikah? So we had a couple of explanations in the Gemara. For instance, according to Beis Hillel, initially we said, because you have the Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMesoidus, therefore you have four, you have six, we make a compromise of five, four lechatchila, and one bidyevet. That was the first pshat. Then the second pshat, we had the three times vachiper, that you have to go and chatchila do it four times, but each vachiper reduces it by one, so we then went down from four to three to two to one, and that was the second drasha of the Gemara. So now the Gemara is talking about those final three. Since they are not the matirim of the carbon, what status do they have? Avadi, you have to do it, l'chatchila. But what status do they have? So Rav Papa said, yesh men chatchilasa, v'yesh men besoifai, kisoifai. And one of the things was kibbus. Kibbus means to launder the begadim. So what does all of that mean? So it says in the Pasuk, we had it in yesterday's Torah, Ora Shalem, Koila Sheyiga Bepsora, Yikdash Vasher Yize Midomo Al HaBeged Asher Yize Oleha. If any of the dam spritzes on the Beged, on the Big Day Kahuna, Techabes B'Mokim Kodesh, you have to take the Big Day Kahuna and you have to go and wash them out in the Azora. And as Barry pointed out yesterday, you didn't just take regular soap and detergent, you had seven different media of how you went and cleansed the Big Day Kahuna. Not that if the Big Day Kahuna were soiled in any other way, you could wear them. No, you can't. But the specific halacha of the Chabz Makom Kodosh is the Gabi, the Dam Chatas that spritzes on the Koyen's Beged. And then we had the question is, well, which of the four, certainly number one, putting aside Beis Shammah, going to Beis Hillel, since the one that is the Mater and the Machaper, the Maratze, is the first of those four applications of the Dam, clearly, if any of that blood spritzes prior to it being applied to the Mizbeach, no question, if it spritzes on the Kohen's Beged, there's the Din of the Chabbis Makom Kodesh. The question is, what about after he applied number one, the other three are the Mitzvah, they're not Ma'akev. If any of that blood spritzes on the Kohen's Begadim, is there also this requirement of the Chabbis B'Makom Kodesh? Says Rav Papa, yes, the Din of Kibbus is just Ketchilasa, just like the first one. The other three have the same halach. Then we had Omer Papa Mino Aminala. This is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. How do I know what's the Makar? Do I have a proof from a Mishnah? Says Rav Papa, yes, I have definitely a proof from a Mishnah. And the focus now of the next Gemara is going to be on this Mishnah. Ditnan, going back to the Mishnah of 8 or 9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Vushteta in the Mishnah. Shteta zoi, it's a Mishnah later on in Daf Tzadik Gimel. Mechem will get to it in several weeks in Yad Hashem. Ditnan, shteta in the Mishnah. Nitiz men hatzaber al habeged. If the blood from the Korban Chatas, Lamashal, went and spritzed from the Tzavor. Tzavor means the Koyin, or the Shoichet, just shechted the carbon, and some of the blood spritzes out. It did not go into a Mizrak, but rather it got misdirected, a detour, onto the Beged of the Koyin, and it's on Kibbus. Then there is no requirement of Kibbus, B'makom Kodesh. The Kohen cannot continue doing the Avodah with a soiled garment. He's going to have to go and change his garment. However, that Beged Kohuna does not require techabes b'mokim kodosh. Similarly, if the blood got on the Beged min ha-keren, the Kohen had already applied the blood to the Keren, and as he's walking by, unfortunately, he got too close to the Keren, and some blood got on him. Or min ha-yesoid, after he already poured out the shiraim on the yesoid ha-mizbeach, again, as he's walking to or from or next to it, some of that blood, unfortunately, smeared onto his baguette. Ein oitorin kibbutz. You do not require kibbutz. Now, why don't you require kibbutz? Didn't we just have the pasuk about she's a midama to chavis mokum kodesh? So, as we explained yesterday, the din of kibbutz begodim is only if it happened prior to the hazois, prior to the nesinas dam, because the word vasher yize is futuristic. Vasher yize midama la baguette. Any of this water, not water, of this blood that would be, is destined to and is qualified to be used for the Zrika Saddam, that type of blood is the one that requires the Chabas Mokum Kodesh. However, if it's already Huzah, for instance, you've already spritzed it, in other words, you've already applied it to the Kronis on the top of the Mizbeach, so it's already used, so to speak, no din of the Chabas Mokum Kodesh. And similarly, if it spritzed out directly from the Tzavar of Behema, since it didn't go into a Mizrak, well, that blood is disqualified, because as we've learned in the past, if the blood goes directly on the Ritzbah, you can go and collect it together and then just pour it out on the Amah or in the Amah, because this is no longer qualified blood. Oh, so it's not an Asher Yiza blood, so the din of the Chavs of Mokum Kodesh doesn't apply. Fine, that's a simple Mishnah, straightforward. What's the Raya to Rapapa? So to Rapapa, it says, Min ha keren, umin ha yisoid ein etoin kibbutz. So let's now go and be medayik. It's only min ha keren because the blood has already come on the keren. It's already been used for the keren. So therefore, if it gets onto the beged, no din ein etoin kibbutz. Ha min ha royal keren. What happens with blood that has not been applied to the keren? It's still in the mizrak. And the kohen intends using it for the Quranic. Well, the entire blood inside the Mizrak is ro'oi and is fit, it's qualified, etc., for purposes of the Quranic. So therefore, that would include not only whatever ultimately will be your first application, but all four applications. Gesundheit. Why all four? Because all of the blood in the Mizrak is ro'oi for all the four Quranics. So therefore, from these words, min ha-keren, einoi to'un kibuz, Rapapa's medai ben haroi leker, that has not been used yet for the Kronis, but will be, it's destined to be, etc., then it's to'un kibuz. Okay, so L'chori has a good teraya that the din of kibuz begonim is not only on the first spritz, but also gimel, beis, gimel, and dalet. 2, 3, and 4, same aloch applies. Fine. Frank Timar v'tamech, min ha'yesoid in a to'un kibuz. Please put yourselves on mute, because there is some background noise. Thank you all very much. Shkoyach. We hear the noise all the way from Eretz Yisrael, or from South America, or wherever our Choshev Atayri Yedidim are at this moment. So getting back to our Gemara. So now, Gemara says, if you're making a diak min ha-keren, ain't no toin kibbutz. Ben haroy le-keren, toin kibbutz. So then, l'choyah, make the same diak further. V'letamech min ha-yesoid, ain't a toin kibbutz. Ha min haroy, haroy le-yesoid toin kibbutz. All the bloods that are roy to go in the yesoid. Now, which bloods are roy to go in the yesoid? Those that have already been the remaining blood in the Mizrak after the Zrikois or Nesina Saddam on the Mizbeach, whatever's left over is now royally aside. I ask you, is there a din of Toin Kibbutz? Of course not, because the Torah says, Ashi Yizekziv, Pratlezeshe Kvar Huza. The blood in this Mizrak has already been used for the Hazo'i Saddam, for the Nesinois Saddam. So whatever is left over is a Huza blood, not Asher Yizek blood. So how could you say that it's to'in kibbutz? I don't understand. So that's the kasha on Rav Papa's raya. And for the Gemara, Hamani Rav Nechemya, that's not shver, because that Mishnah goes like Rav Nechemya. Who's Rav Nechemya? Not Rav Nechemya Oimer. Shiori hadom shekrivan b'chutz is chayov. Ah, so what does that mean? Although we consider shvichas shiraim to be a gewaltige mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev in the kashrus and the heter of the carbon. Because as soon as you took the carbon, you did the four big avoiders, the shechita, the kabbalah sedam, the halacha, and the zrika. If the zrika was done correctly, we're done. The carbon is kosher, you yoytze your chiv. I still have haktoris emurin, I still have the din of the shvicha shirayim. You're right, these are groys and gewaltige mitzvahs, but they're not ma'akev on the heter ha-carbon. So now, Reb Nechemia says, however, Shiori Hadam, if you are makrib b'chutz, what means makrib b'chutz? We know that it's a din of shchutei chutz, haloas chutz, zrikas chutz, which means that during the time the Beis Hamikdash was standing, you're not allowed to go and bring a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. Not bringing a carbon means you're not allowed to shech the carbon. You're not allowed to go and be mala a murin on an altar outside the Beis Hamikdash. And according to Nechemia, you're not allowed to even do shvicha shirayim b'chut. In other words, had you done your regular carbon inside, everything was done picture perfect, perfectly done, no problem with the carbon. He did the zrika sedam, altz gevaldi. And then he took some of the shiori adam and he went and did a shvicha shirayim b'chut. I would have thought, you know, that's such a wonderful, beautiful mitzvah, but it doesn't rise to the level of chas v'sholem, a din of kares, a din of shchutei chutz, zrikas chutz, because it's just the shiori hadam. So Nechemia, no! Shiori hadam, shikrim b'chutz, he is chayiv after all, because he considers shiori hadam to be mamish in the same madrig as the original zrikas hadam. So just like the zrikas hadam, you'd be chayiv. Same thing, shiori hadam would also be chayiv.
Chayiv
kares. So now the Gemara is saying, based on this, since he brings the Shiur Adam up to this high madrega, then presumably the same thing applies to the Kibbutz Begadim. And that is, even though we said before, once we've done all the Zrika Saddam and the Nesina Saddam and the Mizbeach, whatever Shirayim are left, are the Choyra no longer required to have Kibbutz Begadim because it's already Kvar Huza blood. It's not Asher Yiza that you're going to spritz. It's already spritz. No, that's from Nechemia. Nechemia says that the Inyan of Shirayim is so gewaldig, Shekrim Bachutz is Chayiv. So the same thing would also apply for purposes of the din of Kibbutz Begadim. So far, so good. Pray tomorrow, what's the right? I don't see. Eim in the Shamas Leru Chemiel Inyan Halo'o. But Gabi Halo'o, he holds if you're Malad the Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz, Chayiv. Why? Midit Havei Varma Pedarim. Just like the din of Haktoris Aymerin, which we've already said many times since the beginning of our Masechta, it is a gewaldige mitzvah, but it's not mi'akev. So the same thing is the gabi, the din of the Shvicha Shirayim, a gewaldige mitzvah, avada, don't be makra b'chutz, just like you can't do the Aymerin b'chutz, but maybe they need kibbutz mishamasei. Who says that I would extend that din for kibbutz as well? So, l'choyred your pshat that you tried to tell me now, then mini aysoid, ain't a toin kibbutz. But then haroili asai toin kibbutz like Reb Nechemia. Who says? So tomorrow, no, you're wrong. In fact, I have a befeirish abraisa, which lechoyda goes according to Reb Nechemia, which lechoyda is talking about shvicha shirayim, and it in fact equates the two halachas. What are the two halachas? Number one, about being mala bachutz, taking the shvicha shirayim and pouring it outside. And number two, legabi the stin of kibbutz. Where do you see? What time you have a braisa? What time you belosh in nichusa? What is my raya, says Rapapa? Domim hanzel unin yesoid. Porship shat, that means shvicha shirayim. Shirayim that are supposed to be poured out in yesoid. So, tunin kibbutz. They require kibbutz, just like we said. And not only that, umachshav mi'elas ben, a machshavas pigul will go and spoil the carbon b'shas the shvicha shirayim. We're going to get back to that in a moment. And yes, I know it's fantastic, fascinating. Everybody's jumping out of their seats. Please hold on, put in your seatbelts. We're going to get to that. V'malah mehen b'chutz is chay. Oh, malah mehen b'chutz is chay. Who's the one that holds shvicha shirayim? Hamalah mehen b'chutz is chay. That was Reb Nechemia. And that same brisa says that it's to'un kibbutz. Oh, says our Gemara, having gewaldige raya to Rav Papa from this brisa, that earlier Mishnah is Reb Nechemia, and we said, min haroi lekeren, I can understand toin kibbutz, but min haroi lesoid toin kibbutz, it's already after the hazoyas adam. No, that's Reb Nechemia. Reb Nechemia holds that shiori adam, even it's only shirayim, yechai b'chutz, and not only yechai b'chutz, but it's all the toin kibbutz, like it says in this brisa. That's the raya. But now continues the brisa. We're finishing off the Seif of the Braisa, which we're going to get back to shortly, but it's unrelated to our sugya. What happens if you have disqualified blood? How do you have disqualified blood? Blood, for instance, that went outside, became posel biyotze, or it became tamei, or it was spilled on the floor directly from the tzavar behema, not into the mizrak. So these are disqualified bloods. Rashi calls them shenifsalu. So what do you do with these bloods? No, those are nishpachim li'ama. You just go and pour them into the drainage pipe. That's the ama that flows there throughout the azara, and they just go there. You're not going to use it for any type of zrikas adam, azoyas adam, nasimis adam, shvichas shirayim. Go there. Just pour it onto the yam. And because these are so dramatically different in terms of kashrus from the dam ha'tu'unim yisoid, from the irregular dam, so therefore ain't tu'unim kibbas. If any of those bloods get onto the big dekuna, there's no din of kibbas for makam kodesh. Why not? Because they're not asher yiza blood. You can't use these bloods. These bloods are psulim. Vein machshava me'elis ben, if you have a machshava b'shas, you're pouring out these bloods into the yamah. There's no dinner pickle. You're not even doing an avoid there. It's a tova pasha. V'malimihen b'chutz, if you were to take any of these disqualified bloods and take them outside and put them on a mizbeach and do ashvicha shiraim and do whatever you do, but this is gonish. It's as if you're taking Kool-Aid. It's not kosher blood. It looks like blood. It smells like blood.
You go out and the farmers use it.
Exactly. They have to pay for it, because otherwise it would be a problem. But in Jamila. Exactly right. Anyway, so just concluding the raya that Rapop is bringing from this brisa, man shamus lady omer mala mehen bachutz is chayiv. Who said that shvicha shirayim is chayiv mala? That's the mishnah we had down below, right? The nana b'chami oimer shiari hadam shekrim bachutz is chayiv. Oh, so we're talking about shiari hadam. It says domim hanet tuunen yisoy. That luchay means shvicha shirayim. And what does it say? Mala benut chayiv. That's from the chamihi. The ka'aman, he says on the top line tuunen kibos. Oh. So therefore, the Chayra have an ironclad raya to Rapop is halacha. We had Akasha min hayisoid, but min royal yisoid, that's torn kibbutz. Yeah, because that's Rem Nechemiah speaking. Where do we find that Rem Nechemiah holds that you need kibbutz in this price? It doesn't mention Nechemiah's name, but it must be Rem Nechemiah, because it says, Hamala mehen b'chutz of the shvicha shirayim b'chutz is chay, that's Rem Nechemiah. And it says, torn kibbutz is the Chayra alas of enfit. We're going to get back to this halacha momentarily, but in the meantime, the Gemara is addressing the question that everybody was so excited about. It says that when you pour out the shirayim on the soil of the mizbeach, and you have in mind at that time we're going to eat the korban tomorrow or the next day, chutz lizmanoi, it's mafagel. Really? I never heard of something like that. That's hair-raising. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yotsu Shirayim Vaktoris Emurin She'ein Ma'akven Esakapora She'ein Machshava Me'elisben. Since these two are not Ma'ake, again, as long as you did the four avoidis properly, you're done. Anything after that is L'mitzvah and Mehudar and says Givaldik, but it's not Ma'akev. So then the Machshava is not Ma'il. So if Bishas, the Shvicha Shirayim, the Koyin says, we're going to eat this Korban in 2 days from now, we're going to eat it on Shabbos as part of Kiddush. Rabbi Yisai, it's chutz lezmanai. Is it mafagel? No. Ein machashvin, ein machshavim, mi'elis behem. Why? Because it's not ma'akiv the kapar. And therefore, says the Gemara, and Rashi says this is still part of the kasha, muzduch sign that when we're saying at the top of the omid, Vatanya dom hatunim yisoid tunim kibbutz machshav mi'elis ben, we cannot be talking about shvicha shirayim, because it's impossible to even contemplate that when you do shvicha shirayim, if you say chutz lizmanoi, that should go and spoil the carbon. It's konizayim. So therefore, what we're talking about is not the shirayim, but rather kitanya hi b'sholish matonai shebechatzas. What we're really talking about is numbers 2, 3, and 4. Of the four applications on the four kronos on top of the mizbeach, where we said in our mishnah, and we said at the outset of the shir, avad lechetchil, you have to do all four. The first one is the real mekoy in the terms of that's the matir. The other three are the shei mitzvah, but they're not ma'akev. So what happens if those three matonos, some of the blood spritzed onto the koyin? That's what it says in the price at the top for Tanya. Dom hatunim yisoid tounim kibbutz. There's a din of kibbutz. One second, I don't understand. Dom hatunim yisoid means that you're going to pour bloods out on the yisoid. That's a shirayim thing. Beis gimel dalid, the final three matonis, that's not on the Yesoid, that's on the top of the Mizbeach. So on the three Koranis. So that being the case, says Yomar, I don't even see the Yesoid of this Teretz. I don't understand. Where's Shali? Zoktimir Hachi, Tu'unin Yesoid. The Karen Asli. How do you say the top line, Duma Tu'unin Yesoid, if you're talking about 2, 3, and 4 of the four applications, that they go on the Koranis? That's stuck on the application. The term Yesoid doesn't apply. And for the Gemara, Eima Nit'onin Yesoid. Don't read the words Dama Hatunim Yesoid, but Hanit'onin Yesoid. What means Hanit'onin Yesoid? That even though these final three are not the Ma'akvim, but nevertheless, there is a mitzvah to be Shoifach them as well on the Yesoid. Meaning, so Kadaita Chemina. Rashi gave an example yesterday. If they took all of the blood of the chatas and they put it into four separate koisois, and he only used kois number one for keren number one, I might have thought, what happens to all of the remaining blood at the end? Well, the one, the kois number one, that's certainly shirayim. They have to do the shvicha shirayim on the side. But what about the blood which are left in 2, 3, and 4, particularly if you didn't even use 2, 3, and 4. But even if you did 2, 3, and 4, what would be the din? That's what it says in the Braisa. Those 2, 3, and 4 bloods and 2 and 3, 4 koisois, all to tunim yesoid, don't just pour it out of the umma, go and pour it out on the yesoid. Okay, so therefore the top Braisa is no longer talking about the shvicha shirayim. Based on this, we no longer have the raya to rapapa from the shvicha shirayim. Meaning that since the original Mishnah that said was minakeren or minayasoid. So he said, oh, minakeren, minayasoid, it was already used. Ain't it toin kibbus? Oh, minaroylakeren, toin kibbus. And then the Gemara continued on, if that's the case, minaroylakeren is also toin kibbus. How could that be? It's already after the hazois. So Gemara said, it's not talking about after the hazois. What we're talking about is the Beis Gimel Dalid, where they eventually will be poured out in the Yesoid, but they haven't been even applied to the top of the Mizbeach yet. And therefore, when it says Tu'unim Yesoid, doesn't mean that they are now, where's Ariel, slated to go on the Yesoid, but rather, Tu'unim Yesoid, that they eventually will have that din Yesoid. Oh, okay, so we've, if you will, we've taken away the kasha that you're telling me, B'shash Shvicha Shirayim, Machshava Me'elis Behen, that it could be a din of pickle. Frank Timur, you've only really push the kasha to the next level, and that is, even by 2, 3, and 4, o machshava mayelis behen, o amris loy sharia, v'loy mefagla, v'loy aile gavoy kisoifon. That very same Rav Papa, when he made the distinctions and said, going back to Rav Papa of yesterday, Rav Papa yesh ben kitchilos, v'yesh ben kisoifoy, again we're talking about spritzes number 2, 3, and 4, or 2, 3, and 4, applications. What did he say? So in the Reish Ataki, his first part was the kibbus, which we've been discussing all along. But then he said misa and loy sharia, v'loy mafagla, v'loy aile gavoy. Loy sharia means the last three are not matirim. The matir is that first one, and because they're not matirim, they're also not mafaglim. Even if you have bishas, the zrika sadam, the nasina sadam of 2, 3, and 4. The kohen screams out, chutz lezvanai, chutz lezvanai, chutz lezvanai. It's devorim betalim, it's gunish, because the matir was the first spritz, and once you did that, you're done. The korban is already kusha v'yusha. From that time, it's impossible to be mafagel. So what the Gemara is telling us is, you've answered the question, how can the braisa talk about pigul b'shash shvicha shirayim? So you said, we're not talking about shvicha shirayim. We're talking about beis gimel dalid, the three final applications of the blood. Guess what? I have the same kasha there too. Even by 2, 3, and 4, it's also not mefagel. If you remember, we had the Braisa, which quoted a blazer in Yaakov, Beishami omem shtei matoni shebechatos, v'yach shebechol ezvochem, matirois u'mefaglois. Beisil omem ach shebechatos, v'yach shebechol ezvochem. One is matir, and one is mefagel, but only one is mefagel. 2, 3, and 4 are not mefagel. So, what have you helped me with on this Braisa? You've just taken me out of one kasha and put me into another kasha. Just like you said, Doma Tu'unim Yesoid, if that meant Shvicha Shirayim. It's impossible for the Braisa to say, Machshava Me'elis Behen, that it could become Pigul. Guess what? Now that you've changed the terms and said, we're not talking about Shvicha Shirayim, we're talking about 2, 3, and 4, the same question still applies. There's no such thing as pigel by 2, 3, and 4. That was the price of Rebbe Elazar and Yaakov. That's Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. That's Rav Papa. Everybody agrees. Well, what's going on? Amris loy shari. It's not matter. 2, 3, and 4 not matter. Flamefagel, they don't cause pigel. That's our question. And also, don't bring them into the heichel, kesoifon, meaning like any other. What does the Gemara mean to say? I have a new pshat in the Brice at the top. When the Brice says, we're not talking about the Shvicha Shirai. We're not talking about normal Shvicha Shirai. We're not talking about 2, 3, and 4 of the 4 applications of the Chatas blood, but rather we are now changing channels altogether and we're switching from the normal chatos hachitzoina, and we're talking about the chatois hapnimiyos. Ooh, what's the dimmer of the chatois hapnimiyos? We already had in our Mishnah, and we already learned it yesterday as well. We're going to continue learning Mishnah again today, that of all of the matonis that you do, lifnim, every one of them is mi'akev. Every spritz, every hazo'o, every zrika, every application of blood, which you do, lifnim. When would that be, the pnimiyos? That would be, of course, in Yom Kippur, when you have both the par v'soir, where you have not only in the heichal, but even in the kodesh kadoshim. We had a cheshbon yesterday of up to 48 different applications of blood. But also throughout the year, you could at least conceivably have a par helm dovishal tzib and a par koin mashiach, which also you do the dam inside the heichal. There, even one spritz is ma'akiv. How do I know? Well, we had that in the Mishnah. Where do we have the Mishnah? Back in Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Kol an Eternal Mizbeach Apanimi, Emchiser Achas Mi Kol Matonois. Even just one, assuming you have 48, one out of 48, Kilo Kippur, Gunish. You have to do every single one. Oh, so Domim Hapanimim is a much higher level than Domim Hachitzonim. That's what we're talking about here in this Brisa. That if during one of those 48, even it's number 48 itself, Machshava is moil, meaning that you can have pigle all the way at the end. Why a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would say about a carbon that he's bringing, we're going to eat this tomorrow, that is very, very strange. Whoever said that he actually did it. But theoretically, hypothetically, if you had a Kohen Gadol that's going to say, Bishas, one of the 48 applications of blood inside the Kodesh Kadosh, we're inside the Heichal, around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the 7 Altir Hashul Mizbeach on the 4 corners, whether it was mixed with the Sorer blood, wasn't mixed. If he had such a Machshava, a pigle, a Dibur, a pigle, guess what? It's going to pass all the carbon. That's what the Brice is talking about. Oh, Kitan Yahibidam HaPnimi, Abadan Machitzanim, what happens if you're talking about not a chatas pnimius, but your normal, regular carbon chatas. My, what would be the din if you're talking about kibus, or you're talking about pigel, or you're talking about malav hen bachut, it's mashma, my would be potter. That being the case, adatoni doma nishvachem li oma lifik v'lisne bedida. Going back to the top raisa, where we made a distinction between qualified bloods, qualified in the sense, originally learned with Shvicha Shirayim blood, or it's, according to Gemara's initial teretz, it was 2, 3, and 4 blood. So these are good, qualified, competent bloods which are available already. You did the avoida, or you're going to do the avoida, gishmaka bloods. So then those 3 halachas apply. And then we continued on in the third line of the, here in the Amud Aleph, what about Dom and Ishbacham li Amma? Those were the posela bloods. How did they become posel? Beyoitze bituma fell directly on the floor, not going into the Mizrak, whatever reason it became possible, then those 3 halachas don't apply. Antony Kibbutz, and Machshu Me'elis, Mal B'chutz is Potter. Great Timura, why do I have to go and switch from kosher, worthy, qualified bloods to non-kosher, possible bloods? Why don't we talk about, since you're telling me in the Reisha, we're specifically referring to Domim HaPnimiyim, because only over there is that concept of Machshava Me'elis Behen, so why didn't we just simply say, as the contrast in the Sefer, not going from kosher bloods to non-kosher bloods, go from pnimium bloods to chitzonium bloods. Yes. Why is that better? Because both of those are kosher bloods. And therefore, within the kosher blood family, we're going to distinguish between those which are pnimium into the heichel and those which are in the azara. Wouldn't that make more sense, so to speak? So going back, adetani, domam hanishpachim li oma, instead of saying on the third line here of the top of the omit, domam hanishpachim li oma, ain't tu unikibas, may machshom mayal, etc. Living listen medida, bemedvar mamurim edomim hapnimim, abdamachitonim, hotur. And for the more hamani rem nechemi, we go back again to rem nechemi. Domashiri adam, shekriven bachut, chayiv, play masin le tlosa baturi, le bahadi tlosa chiyuvi. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is, you convince me, I don't have a raya from this brisa to Rav Papa, that Rav Papa wanted to say that when you have blood, the 2, 3, and 4 bloods, what's the din? They have the din of kibbutz, and we wanted to say the raya was from originally from the Mishnah that distinguished between mina keren and mina yesoid, and then we said, how can you go and say bloods which are destined for the yesoid, that they require kibbutz? Yo, they do require kibbutz. Like Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia said that Shiori Adam Shekrim Bachutz is Chayiv. Ah, so we have that Rav Nechemia, Shiori Adam Shekrim Bachutz is Chayiv. So now going back to this Braisa, if instead of the third line saying, Domim Hanishpachim Li Amma, we would rather go and say, Domim of the type which are Chitzonim blood, what's the din? Well, since they are not Panemian blood, ain't to unin kibbutz. And Rashi explains, we go back to the original understanding that the word dom hatunim yesoid, as well as dom hanishpachim, we're talking about shvicha shirayim, shirayim. Oh. We say, how could be shvicha shirayim? Machshav mi'elis behem. Because we're talking about the panemian bloods. We're not talking about the chitzonium bloods. Okay, so now what's the din of the chitzonium bloods on the third line? Taking out the words dom hanishpachim li'omba, but rather talking about domim of the chitzonim bloods. So we said there are three other halachas. Ein tu'un kibbutz, vein machshav mi'elis ben, v'mal mihen b'chutz is potter. 1 second. The first two I can agree with. I can't agree with the third one. V'mal mihen b'chutz is potter. Reb Nechemia disagrees with that. That was Reb Nechemia on the Omid Beis. Reb Nechemia said, shiori hadam shekriven b'chutz is chayiv. And here it says, from the domim, and we're trying to say the domim is referring to the chitzayim, bachutz is potter. It's konish gain according to Rav Nechemia. So says the Gemara, what you could theoretically say is that the Reisha says that there are three halachas that apply, and the Sefer would say there are only two halachas that apply. Meaning, we're contrasting the Reisha and the Sefer. What's the contrast? In the Reisha, domatuni yisoid. Number one, kibbutz. Number two, machshav mi'elis ben, which means pigul. Number three, malah b'chutz is chayif. But if they are disqualified bloods, non-kosher bloods, number one, no kibbutz. Number two, no pigul. And number three, malah b'chutz is potter. So that works good. I have three halachas that pertain to the reisha, and those three halachas, those very same halachas, do not apply to the sefer. But if I'm going to go and say that the chilik is between not domatuni yisoid, kosher bloods, and domenish bachim li'amma, non-kosher blood, but rather I'm going to go and discuss the difference between, I'm going to distinguish between panemian bloods and chitzonium bloods. Says the Gemara, the panemian bloods, the first three, though those are perfect, since they happen to be panemian bloods. Number one, toin kibbutz. Number two, machshav b'yeres ben dekin bolide pigel. V'malim ben b'chutz is chayiv. You're talking about panemian bloods, for sure. But now in the Sefer, if you're going to go and say, we're talking now about chitzonium bloods ain't unan kibbutz, no din of kibbutz, again by the shvicha shirayim, no din of kibbutz. Vein machshav v'yalis ben v'shteitach, there's no din of pigel by shvicha shirayim, by a chitzonah, v'adinish. V'malim b'chutz is potter. That's not Reb Nechemia. Reb Nechemia said, shiori adam shikim v'chutz is chayok. So then we'll have to say that there are only three halachas that apply to the Reisha, and only two out of three that apply to the Sefer. So going back to the Gemara. So to Gemara, Hamani, why didn't we say, Avadam b'chitzayin impotem? Hamani Reb, Nechemihi, di'am shiori adam shikim v'chutz is chayiv, Lemasni le tlosi beture lebahadi tlosi chiyuve. We would not be able to go and say that contrast of the three peturim in the seifa and try to correspond that to the three chiyuvim in the reisha, because in the seifa we'd only have two peturim. We wouldn't have three peturim.
So it's not Reb Nechemiah. So the brisa is not Reb Nechemiah because it says amal mehem v'chutz is puter. So it's not Reb Nechemiah after all. This brisa is that the correct reading the Gemara is holding now? Since the Sefer says Amalim Behem Bechutz is Pater, this cannot be Reb Nechemiah. Is that because he says it's Chayev?
Very good. But what does the Braisa actually say? The Damim Hanishpachim Li'ama. These are unqualified bad Damim. Why are they bad blood? Not because they're bad blood between anybody. Everybody's Baruch Hashem. Hey. On the third line of the Rashi at the very top, the Damim Hanishpachim Li'ama Shen Nifsalu. They are apostles. Since they are apostle, these three halachas apply according to everybody. Amalim behen b'chutz is potter is not only you and me and everybody else, but also the halacha Reb Nechemiah. Well, didn't Reb Nechemiah say shiori adam shekri b'chutz is chayiv? Those when you have qualified kosher blood.
How can it be qualified? Once you take the blood out of the azara, it's pasul. So that's what's bothering me is the word pasul here. When you take blood out of the azara, you can't take it back in and use it, even if it's never been used, if it's there. So how can you ever have blood that leaves Azara, that's not pusel. It's by definition pusel
beyotzer. They're remnants of blood, not blood.
Can we put that question aside for a moment?
Sure.
Let's assume that the psul is because it became tamei.
Okay.
His blood went and touched Rachmon Litzlan.
A dead
sheretz, not a live sheretz.
Of course.
Or an avela. Good. So now it's tamei. If I go and take those bloods out, and I amala them b'chutz on an altar outside the Pesach Mikdash. Am I chayv or am I potter?
Potter,
according to everybody.
Right.
Why is it potter? Because these are not qualified.
Right.
These are apostle of bloods.
Right.
So you can do whatever you want. Not that you can do any blood. You have to pour it out into the Amma. But were you to take it outside and start playing around
it's
with...
It's not Roy Lemizbech. It's not chayv b'mala b'chutz.
Exactly right. So that being the case, says the Gemara, the Braisa of the way it reads now is beautiful. But the kasha the Gemara was... Once we're establishing that the Reish is talking about the Domim HaPnimim, you know, Chatzis Pnimim,
right.
Why do we do the contrast against unqualified, non-kosher bloods that became possible? Why don't we talk about kosher bloods? That there are other kosher bloods which are similar to the Pnimim, they're kosher, but nevertheless, the three halachas of the Reish do not apply.
Mm-hmm.
Which three halachas of the Reish don't apply? There's no din of kibbutz, there's no din of bigel, there's no din of mal v'chutz. One second, if I was Reb Nechemiah, I pick up my hand and say, no, it's wrong. Amal b'chutz is chayev. Even though these are only chitzonim bloods, these are not pnimim bloods. It makes no difference. That's me, Reb Nechemiah, Ditnan, four lines from the bottom of the Amid base. Shiori hadam she'akrivim b'chutz is chayev. And he's talking about the domim of chitzonim. That these shiori hadam, if you took them outside and you makra b'chutz, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? That's Reb Nechemiah's shita. So therefore, if the seifa of this brisa, assuming that this brisa were to go according to Reb Nechemiah, then he would not be able to go and change the lashon of the brisa from Domim Nishpachim Li'ama to Domim, which are Shayach B'chitzayna B'chutz, because then the first two halachas, you'd be right. Shvich Yishraim, no toin kibbutz, maskim. Ein machshav mayel, then there's no dinner pigle, maskim. No, Reb Nechemiah says, I am moicha. Even though it's only Shvicha Shiraim, and even though it's only Achid Zayna, it's Chayav. That's why the Gemara says, I cannot go and change the gears in the Sefer to the desired or the questioned
alternative.
Why can't I do that? Because in Kundur Nechemiah, it would not work. And of course, we want the Braisa to be as broad as possible, to work according to everyone. So that's why we leave the Girsa the way it is, but that doesn't shter, it doesn't interfere with explaining that the top of the Braisa is referring to Domim of Pnimium, as opposed to Chitzayin, and so therefore we do not have a riot to Rapapa, because Rapapa was talking about all Kabbonis generally, at least all Chatois generally, that they require Kibbutz, and that includes therefore both the Chitzayin and the Pnimium. But if you originally wanted to say we have a riot from the Reisha, because we thought that we're talking about Shvicha Shirayim, and what's the din by the Shvicha Shirayim? That we said there's a din of Toin Kibbutz, and therefore the Kibbutz would also apply to 2, 3, and 4. Says, we're not talking about those bloods. We're talking about bloods of the panimi. Oh, bloods of panimi, that's a different category altogether. We weren't talking about that. So therefore, we have no raya to Rapapa from that price. And now we go into Ravina. And Ravina makes life much simpler, if you will. Ravina, Omar min hakeren mamish min hayesoid, min haroil yesoid. Vos meinte. So we have to go again back to that original Mishnah that we were using as a raya to Rapapa. This is another teretz. The teretz that we gave until now was quite lengthy. Ravina's teretz is all of 2 lines, 1.5 lines. And what is that? Let's go back again. Rapapa mino minola ditnan. We're about 8-9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Did not nitzes mina tzavra lebegin and toin kibbutz mina keren umini yisoid ain and toin kibbutz. So now, what's the raya from that Mishnah to Rav Papa's Alocha legabe the Beis Gimel Dalid, the second, third, and fourth applications of blood? Because it says that if it was already on the keren, it was already on the yisoid ain and toin kibbutz. Any blood that was in the Mizrak that was worthy and suitable, qualified to be put on the Karen, which would include 1, 2, 3, and 4. All of them, all of the bloods in this Mizrak are qualified and are kosher for purposes of applying to the 4 Karanis on the top. Okay, that's perfect. That makes a lot of sense. And that was Rav Papa's original Raya, that even 2, 3, and 4, they're all royal Karanis, Toin Kibbutz. However, what about Minei Yisoid? That if the Begodim got soiled from blood on the Yisoid, ain't it Toin Kibbutz? Freit Himora, make that same deal. Just like you said, Minei Keren, ain't it Toin. Minei Royal Keren, Toin. So let's do the same thing, Minei Yisoid. If it's already on the Yisoid, ain't Toin Kibbutz. On Minei Royal Yisoid, bloods which are ready to be applied or to be poured on the Yisoid, Toin Kibbutz. I think Himora Gefreit, Ashi Yizekziv. These already used bloods. They're not bloods that you're going to be mazah. Right. These are bloods which you already huzah. That was the kasha. And then the Gemara gave a teretz later. Says Ravina, you don't need to come on to that. I can go and leave it the way it is min hakeren and make a diak ha min haro'uy lekeren. However, when I get to the yisoid, I'm not going to go and make the diak and say min haro'uy lekeren. I'm going to go and say bloods that could have been, would have been, should have been. What's up there?
Yisod is basic.
Yisod is basic. Very good. Very good. You have the basic yisodis of our Gemara. So returning back to Gemara, Ravina Omar min hakeren. Back in the morning, Omar Aleph. Min hakeren means min hakeren mamish. Min hayisoid means min haroyli yisoid. We are not equating the two. What we're saying is, when it says min hakeren, it means bloods on the keren, where the koyin passed by those bloods and he got soiled in his garments. What does it say? Ain't a Toin Kibbutz. When it says Menhari Yisoid, means not that it was on the Yisoid already. It means Menhari Yisoid that it is destined to go on to the Yisoid, but it was not applied to the Yisoid yet. How does that help us? Because we said that if it already, blood's already on the Yisoid, then of course there's no Toin Kibbutz. Even if it's royally Yisoid, l'chayr, it's not Toin Kibbutz. Why? Because I share Yizekziv. Says Ravina, no. Don't go and be medayik from both of them the same. Min hakeren, min haroy lekeren, min hayesoid, min haroy liyesoid. You have to distinguish between the two. The reason why we have to distinguish between the two is because, as Yomar will explain momentarily, if you're talking about blood which is destined to be put onto the keren, okay, so it hasn't been used yet. But once the blood has been on the keren and has been used, if you're going to go and talk now about mini yisoid, blood which is on the yisoid, guess what? Even before it got to the yisoid, this blood no longer is machayev kibbutz, because it was on the keren originally, right? All the bloods that you're going to go and pour on the yisoid were a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago, they were on the kronos. Once you took care of the blood on the kronos, and now you have blood left in the mizrak, from that point on, it's no longer mechavis, no longer mechayev kibbutz. Then certainly when it gets on the yisoid, of course it's not mechayev kibbutz. What happens? Chozev v'neir, something has occurred in the meantime. Once the bloods have been used, it's already hasher huza blood. Once you put them on the kronos, of course there's no din of yisoid. So l'chayr, there's no reason for the Mishnah even to talk about min hakeren, min yisoid, and yisoid kibbutz. V'shteitzach, once it's off the keren, then certainly if one goes to the yisoid, and it's Toin Kibbutz. And not only on the aside itself, but even the royally aside, because it already passed the Karen test, we already passed that. From that point on, none of the remaining bloods have a din of Asher Yizah bloods, they're all Huzah bloods, so of course they're not Mechabes. So why do we have to then go and talk about Minah Yisoid? Says Yimor, Minah royally aside is talking about even before they've been placed on the aside, holds to the same halacha applies, the Eina Toin Kibbutz. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Ravina Omar. Ravina Omar is Rashi halfway down the Omid. Zuk Rashi. Hod the Parchas the El. That that you asked originally. Flita Meich Mene Yisoid. Hod Eina Toin Kibbutz. Homina Royli Yisoid. Are you going to go and tell me? Toin Kibbutz. La Pirchi. Dos Nishka Kasha. Even though by the Karen, we were able to make that deal. That Mina Karen, Ein Toin Kibbutz. Mina Royla Karen, Toin Kibbutz, but don't make that same deal by the Yisoid and say, Mina Yisoid, Eina Toin Kibbutz. Mina Royal Yisoid, Toin Kibbutz. Why? To Mina Karen Mamish Ka'amar. Yes. That it touched the Karen Mamish, it was already applied to the Kranis.
It wasn't in the Mizrak eligible, it was actually on the Karen already.
Exactly. Ho Mina Royal Karen, what happened? What's now my deal? If it wasn't on the Kranis yet, but rather it's still in the Mizrak, keep going, Sholish Matanish Bechatos. Toin Kibbutz, Kerapapa. So that deal was fine. Ah, what did Nan Behu? But the Brisa continues on. Mina Yisoid, and you wanted to go and make a deal. Mini Yisoid V'loi Min HaRoyal Yisoid. No, no, no. La Mini Yisoid Mamish. Don't go and say that this Mini Yisoid means that the blood is already on the Yisoid. The Tadik Minon, then you're going to be Medayik. Ho Min HaRoyal Yisoid Toin Kibbutz the Tik Shaloch, and then you're going to say, how could that be? After all, we already passed the Karen test, and now it's Royal Yisoid. It's Toin Kibbutz. You cannot go and say that the tikshulach, because that doesn't make sense. El min haroy liyasoid ka'amar. When it says in the Mishnah mini yasoid, we don't mean mini yasoid that it was already applied to the yasoid, and then we make a diuk. Masha ain ken if min haroy liyasoid, but mini yasoid means min haroy liyasoid. Va'ashma inan the mishakol tzrika. Once the zrikas have been finished at the top of the mizbeach, ain hashirayim toin kibbutz. Deal mini yasoid mamish leitzricha lei. To go and tell me that if the blood on the Yisoid already touches the Big Dekun and soils them, I don't need to tell you that. The Hashmina Karen Amris, Loi, Mini Yisoid Meboya, Madach, the bloods which are on the Karen, which just a moment ago, those are the real kosher bloods which are qualifying for the Zrika and the Matir and the Ram. Once it's on the Karen, we said, okay, it's done, it's used, no longer Mechayev any kibbutz. Then Vishtetach, a minute later, when you put on the Yisoid, of course it's not going to be Mechayev kibbutz. So what's the chiddush? And therefore, Muzdach sign that min ha-keren is taka on the keren mamish as opposed to min ha-ro'uy le-keren. However, gabi yisoid, no, we mean even those bloods which are royally yisoid, which haven't gotten on the yisoid as yet, potter from kibbutz. So that's what Ravina says. Rav Tachlifa wasn't so happy. Back to the Gemara. Omle Rav Tachlifa bar gozal Ravina. Eima idi, the idi ro'i hu. How do you go and say that when it comes to Karen, we mean Karen? Mamish. When we're talking about the Yisoid, we mean Min HaRoyli Yisoid. Why don't you go and say the Gabi, the Karen, it also means Min HaRoyli Le Karen. Once it hits the Karen, no din of kibbutz. However, if it's Ro'ui Le Karen, then there would be a din of kibbutz. So go and say both of them Royhu. Anthony, more. Hi, Mai. I don't understand your kasha. Hash the Roy Le Karen Amris. Loi. If you're telling me that bloods which are royal karen, they're not to'un kibbutz, royally aside me boya, after the bloods have already been used on the kranis, and now they're roy, they're on their route, en route to the aside, they're going to say, oh, I want to tell you something, they're not to'un kibbutz. Shkoyach, of course they're not to'un kibbutz. Already a minute ago when we finished the kranis, we're no longer to'un kibbutz. Therefore, that's what we have to say. Menakaren means menakaren, mamish. That if the koyin brushes against one of the koronis with his blood and it touches his baguette, what's the din? No. If it already was on the Karen, ain't a toy in kibbutz. Why ain't a toy in kibbutz? Because it's no asher yiza, it's already kasher, who's a blood. And that's the taich in min hakaren. And we can talk in medayik, like we said before, min hakaren, it was already on the Karen, no din of kibbutz. But if it's royal karen, there is a din of kibbutz. Like Rav Papa said, you asked the kasha, min ha-yisoid. So it sounds like over there that if it's on the Yesoid, then it's ain't Toyin Kibbutz. But it's royally Yesoid, there would be a din of Kibbutz. When do we ever hear something like that? It was already Yoitza with the Koranais. Says, you're right. When it says many Yesoid, doesn't mean that it was already on the Yesoid. It means even if the bloods have not reached the Yesoid yet, they are royally Yesoid, also ain't Toyin Kibbutz. Why not? Because of the fact that these bloods have already been used, and they've already huza bloods, and they're not yiza bloods.
So when do you require kibbutz begadim b'makom kadosh in your four kosos for achatas?
Before we got to Rapapa, I would have thought only the first application, because that's the one.
The blood in the kos or the blood, and not the blood on the keren. The final thing for kibbutz b'makom kadosh. Mm-hmm. What blood?
According to everybody, any blood which is still in the Mizrak, which has not been used yet for any application.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's crystal clear to everybody. Okay. Once you use it for the first application, and now...
Twilight for the 2, 3, and 4.
You have 2, 3, and 4, which are ready, willing, and able. So I might have thought that the din is that those bloods are already huza bloods, and therefore, once you've done... the first application, all of the bloods remaining, what would be the din? That there would not be a din of kibbutz begadim. Said Rapapa, no, you're wrong. 2, 3, and 4 have the same din as the first one, that there is a din of kibbutz begadim after all. But once you've already applied them to 2, 3, and 4, then according to everybody, there's no longer a din of kibbutz begadim. What's the reason why? Because it's already huza blood. The only exception to the rule would be if you're talking damim panimiyim and not damim chitzayim. There, that's a special din, where then tohu and kibbutz. But otherwise, all other kabbanis, the chatas panimiyus is that special din, the chatas chitzayna, the din would not apply. Once you've applied the 2, 3, and 4, it's no longer mechayiv kibbutz begadim in the mokum hazar.
It has to be separate kosot, or could be from the same?
That was my next question also. Yeah, if you had one big mizrak full of blood, you're going to do all four matanos from that mizrak.
You can.
Mm-hmm. So now you've done the first matana. You've done the first matana. What's the status of the other blood in the mizrak?
The 2, 3, and 4.
It's 2, 3, and 4, though. They're all mabalbel in one.
All mabalbel in the mizrak. Says Rapapa, if any of those bloods spritz out from the mizrak onto the big de kahuna, the same halacha applies to and kibbutz.
The din is if they're in four kosos.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And now we go to the next Gemara, Kanitonam is Be'ech HaPnimi. We said even one of them is missing, that kills the carbon.
The carbon is dead.
But now it's permanently dead. It's not matter, and you have to bring the carbon all over again. Where do we learn this from? How do I know this? So Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, the Osa Kasher Osa. Ma Bo Lilmite. Now what is this all about? So we need a little bit of background, and that is if we go to Parshas Vayikra, and we have the Parshas Vayikra two Parshas back to back in the Parshas. Now that sounds a little strange. In the same Parshas, you have multiple Parshas.
Two Parshas in the Seder.
In Parshas Seder. Okay. When we talk about a regular Chatas Chitzayin, as you know, means a person who erred by mistake and did an Aveira which b'mezid would be Mechayiv im Koreis. As a result of doing it b'shogi, you have to go and bring a Karban Chatas. And as you remember from back in Masechtas Hoyrius, not everybody's created the same. There are four different types of chatois. What are the four different types of chatois? A normal, regular guy, a commoner, what is his din? He has to go and bring a kizbo or a seira. Kizbo seira means either a female goat or a female lamb. Those two. One of those two. Fine. What happens, however, if he happens to be of an exalted status? What happens if he's the Nasi? Nasi means that he's the Melech Yisrael. What does he bring? Not a seir kizba. He goes and brings a soya. That's called the seir nasi. But those are not the ones that we're focusing on today. We're now focusing on the other two kabbalas. The first one is the par koyin ha-mashiach, and the second one is the par helem dover shel tzibur. And what means par koyin ha-mashiach? Koyin ha-mashiach means a koyin that lived at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, who was mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. What's the status of him? He's a very special Kohen Gadol. If he makes a mistake, and it's not just a mistake, he first had to make a mistake in Hayra'ah, that he had a Shaila. He looked through all of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and all the Tshuva Svarim, and he came out at the end, Mutalach, Mutalach. And what did he do? He went and unfortunately erred and followed his own psak. And then a week later, someone said, "Mister, you missed out on a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva. Had you seen that, you never would have patnu." So now he moid the mitzvah. He made a mistake. He doesn't bring a kizbas ira. He brings a par. Holy cow! He has to be a par, and that's called the par koyne mashiach. You have an identical case of if the whole tzibur followed a psak of the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim, where they erred between Mushal Chaylev and Shuman, or whatever it was, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that faulty psak, then the Bezen HaGadol has to go and bring a special par, and that's called the par helim dover shel tzibur. Now, both of these are discussed at length, starting on Perek Dalid in Parshas Vayikra, and the psukim are almost literally word for word the same. So if you go to Chamishi, Perek Dalid, and you start Lemushal on Pasik Beis, Dabam in Israel, Nefesh Kisechta Vishgoga, he did a terrible Shoigeg, Pasik Gimel Im HaKoyin HaMashiach, Yachde, if it was a Koyin HaMashiach, what does he have to bring? He has to bring his par. What do we do with that par? So it says in Pasik Hei, V'lokach HaKoyin HaMashiach Midam HaPar, he takes the dam into the oil moyed, the Tavar HaKoyin says, "Boy, Badam," he puts his finger into the dam, the Hizim and the dam, Sheva Pa'am Lefnei Hashem, Es Panei HaParoiches, he has to go and spritz 7 times in front of the Paroiches, from that dam. And what do you do with remaining blood after that? Menosal HaKoyin and Adam, Al Karnois Mizrach Teres HaSam Lefnei Hashem, he has to go and put it on the 4 Kronois. So 7 Hazois in front of the Paroiches, 4 on the Karnois Mizbeach HaPnimi, whenever is left over, Yisoid Mizbach Oila, he leaves the Heichel, leaves the Ulam, goes into the Azorah, and pours it out on the Yisoid of the Mizbach Oila, meaning the big Mizbeach in the Azorah. Mm-hmm. So that's the Hilchoiz Dam by the Par Helim, Par Koina Mashiach. And then we skip to the Par Helim Davashil Tzibur. Vim Pasig Yud Gimel. Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. Everybody erred because of Nelam Dover Me'eni HaKol, because Eni HaKol the Sanhedrin made a mistake, then they also have to bring a par. And what do you do with that par? Pasig Yud Zayin, V'tovel HaKoyin Etzboi Min Adom, he puts his finger in, V'yizah Sheva Pam Lefnei Pnei HaParoiches, 7 times in front of the Paroiches. 7. After you finish with those 7, Min Adom, Yitan HaKarnis Mizbeach, Hashem Bo'il Moid, 4 applications on the 4 Kronis in the oil white. Ta'is Kol Adom Yishpoik, whatever is left over, go out to the Soid Mizbach Ha'oila and pour out the Shirayim there. So if you were listening very carefully, and I saw all of you were, by the Parakon of Mashiach, it says you take the dam into the oil moyed, 7 spritzes in front of the Paroiches, 4 on the Kronois, take out the rest of the blood, Shvicha Shirayim in the Azorah. Now, Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, same thing. Take the dam into the oil moyed, go do 7 hazois in front of the Paroiches, and then the 4, then take the dam and put on the 4 Kronois, and then the Shvicha Shirayim on Yisoid Mizbach Oila. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But then the pasuk continues, the Osola Par Kasher Osola Parachatos. Do the same thing for the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur that you did for the Parachatos. Kain Yasoloi, do exactly the same. Heilige Beshefa, why do you have to repeat it again? I was listening to the laning very carefully. I didn't talk during the laning, and I heard every single word. That whatever you did the first time by the Par Koine Mashiach, you do the same thing by the Par Helim Tzibur. Why do we need this V'osala part? This whole pasuk would seem to be Iberic, superfluous, and therefore the Gemara is going to darshan every single word, as you will see. And that's not only going to be today, it's going to continue on to tomorrow as well.
It seems he says Badam in the Koine Mashiach and Mihadam in the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur.
There are small differences, no question. But the basic halachas are all the same. Getting back to our Gemara now. How do we know Kol Nitanal Mizbach HaPanimi and Mizbach HaPanimi? Even one of them is Ma'akiv. Tanu Rabban. V'osa kasher osa. That's this pasuk that we're talking about. V'osa la'par kasher osa le'par hachatas. Those that don't have Chumash in front of you, you don't need it. You have the Torah or HaSholem, where he brings you. In my Gemara, it's all the way on the left, on the top. V'osa la'par, which means do for the par. Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, Kasher Osa, like we did by the Parachatzos, by the Par Koyin HaMashiach. And again, Kain Yaseloi. Notice it says 3 times Yase. Osa Lapar, Kasher Osa, Kain Yase. Oh, we're going to talk about that too. Dr. Mark, Tanuban miyasakasher asa ma balil moid. What does it come to teach you? So Rashi throws in, meaning it's not coming to go and teach you that I don't know what the halachas are, and therefore look back at Bar Koine Mashiach. I don't need that. Shteitach b'feirish and parlev shetzibur, exactly what you do. You bring the blood in, and the seven, and the four, and the shvich shirayim. It says the whole, lichvu b'haza osoi, v'limeid, shemchiser achat, kol matonas, lai osa v'loi klom. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains that the osa kasher osa, I don't need to say that the par helmelev shetzibur is a carbon copy. Anybody heard of the term carbon copy? Oh, who talks about carbon copies anymore?
Only CC on emails now. CC. Only residual of it.
Okay. Used to carbon copies to me with typewriters. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So why, what is this, the CC, that the carbon copy? We already said all those things previously. And so therefore it says, you are 100% right. The Osa Kasher Osa is not referring to the Par Kone Mashiach. That is done. Put it aside. We're finished. Now, the Parahim Levashul Tzibur, make sure what I told you about the Parahim Levashul Tzibur, to bring the blood in, and to do the seven before the Parayches, and the four, and the Shvich Shrine. Do it like I told you to do it. That this halach of the Azor on the Parahim Levashul Tzibur says the Kodesh Baruch, I'm repeating. Why am I repeating? Because we have that famous rule in Kodeshim, Shona Alova Kosev Li'akev. Whenever you find the Torah repeating it unnecessarily, it's to tell you, not only is this a mitzvah, but I mean it. This, I'm dramatizing, I'm emphasizing that what means I mean it? If you don't do it, it's ma'akev. So therefore, all of these hazois, it's ma'akev. Now, on the surface, I would have thought that means the seven plus the four, and maybe even the Shvich HaShirayim. One second, what? Only elamatan sheva hamaakves b'chol mokayim. I might have thought that this va'osa kasher osa only applies to those first seven, because they're ma'akiv everywhere. What means they're ma'akiv everywhere? Rashi says, l'kam and mefarish, we're going to see that at the top of the Omer Aleph and Mi'at Hashem in another 5 minutes or so. That those seven are ma'akiv everywhere, and therefore, here too, va'osa kasher osa, they're ma'akiv here too. But Matan Dalim Minayim, how do we know that those four on the Kronos are also Mi'akev? And Rashi points out, and the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? We enumerated the seven and the four in the Par Koine Mashiach. We enumerated the seven and the four in the Par Lemeshul Tzibur. V'asa kasher asa. Why didn't you see automatically that it's referring to both the seven and the four? Sure. So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha shortly. In the meantime, the Asa kasha also only comes to tell you the seven, which ma'akev b'chol mokin, whatever that means. How do I know the matan dalin minayin? Not from the Asa kasha asa. Tamaloy mekenyasa. That's the third asiya that we spoke about. Look at the pasuk v'asa lapar kasha asa lapar, meaning what I told you before about this. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, do it, and it's Ma'akev. Which ones? The seven on the Pareiches. Those are the ones that are Ma'akev elsewhere. And King Yaseloi, all to the four. Make sure all to you do those, because those are also Mi'akev. Not from the Asa Kasher Asa. I learned it from the King Yas. With this, we have basically for Enfit our Shaila. We wanted to know what is the source of Kol Nitol Mizbeach HaPnimi. If you didn't do even one of them, from the Asa Kasher Asa and Kasher Yasa, now I know, better make sure to do all 11, don't skip even one. But now that we've gotten into this, let's look at every other word of the Pasuk, because the whole Pasuk is superfluous. So what do we have? The Pasuk begins, V'asa lapar. Now which par are we talking about? Of course, Pasha Pasha, we're talking the par, Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, that's the parsha. I didn't need Lapar. I know we're talking. Come on, I'm not stupid. We're talking about Kol Hadas Yisrael, Yishgu, V'nelem, Dom, Ein HaKol. I know we're talking about the Par. What do I need the Par? To tell you, Par Yom HaKippurim. What means Par Yom HaKippurim? That has the same din like the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. In which respect, says Rashi, L'kamim Mefarish. Mechem will see in the future. But that Par is referring to the Par that you bring on Yom Kippur. Not the Par Koine Mashiach. Not the Par Mashiach Tzibur. The Par of Yom Kippur. And then the Pasuk said, Kasher Osa Lapar. Rashi says, the Rai is not from the Kasher Osa, because we already spoke about that Kasher Osa from before. But the question is, what's the second Lapar? What do you mean the second Lapar? It says the Osa Lapar, Kasher Osa Lapar. So the first par we already just concluded is the par Yom Kippurim. But what is that second par coming to tell you? It's a par Koine Mashiach. What is the din of the par Koine Mashiach? Comes again, says Rashi. We repeat it a second time to tell you not only did the Torah repeat the Osa Kasher Osa, Legabi, the din of the par Helm Davishol Tzibur, but even the par Koine Mashiach, it's repeated a second time to tell you that it's Ma'akev. Even Matona Achas is Ma'akev. So that's the word Lapar. But the pasuk continues on Kasher Osa Lapar Hachatos. What is that referring to? Eilu Seiri Avoides Koichovim. What's the din of Seiri Avoides Koichovim? As we know, if Gans Klal Yisrael sinned based on a faulty psak of the Bezna Godoil in Hilchos Avoides Zara, there we don't look in Parshas Vayikra. We learn in Parshas Shlach, because there it's not just a par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibor, but there's a din of both a par Li'oila and a soir lechatzos. So that soir, which is you're bringing because Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael erred with Avoides Chovim, there too the same halachas apply, that you go and bring them into the Heichel. It's interesting. Here in Parshas Vayikra, we go at great length to explain every single little nekuda. When you turn to Parshas Shlach, where it's talking about the din of Avodah Zarah, the posik, one posik for the ganze parsha. It's almost mind-boggling, but that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's what he did. Where do we have this in Parsha Shlach? It's towards the end of the parsha. Shteituch do. V'chisishku v'leisasa. This is Perek Tezvav, posik Chav Beis. V'chisishku v'leisasa. Eis kol mitzvah se'ele. Eis kol mitzvah se'ele. Chazal Dasha means Avodah Zarah. What happens now? There was a helam dover. You got to go and bring a par of the oila and tzor lechatos. So now I would have thought the psuk I'm going to tell you, bring in the blood and how you do the blood and the ramal and lamata and here and there and vus and then. One pasuk. V'chiper ha'koyin al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'nisach lehem. Koyin kimaran, do the kapara for Klal Yisrael. Why kishkogah? There was a shoygig. V'imeviu es karbonim ish l'Hashem v'chatos l'v'shem v'ashir gosam. It doesn't say where the blood goes. Does it go bepnimi? Does it go bechitzayin? Does it go lamala? Does it go lamata? Do you seven times? Do you four times? Shtei gunish, not a word. So how do I know the hilchois pnimi ois by this sawyer? Says Agamara. That's why it says achatos. To include the seiri avoid zechom, that they have all the same dinim, likely parlam de shetzibur, parkoin mashiach, that you do it bepnimi, seven in front of the paroiches, four, etc., etc. After all, every Rosh Chodesh, we learned this morning that we go and bring a soir. And we have every regel. You always say, Sir Chatas Echad, Sir Izim Echad Chatas, right? We just had it now seven times every single day, eight times by Sukkis and then Shmini Atzeres, Sir Chatas Echad, Sir Izim Echad Chatas. So what do you do with those Seirim? Do you do those all to the Pnimi? All to seven and the Paroiches? No, those are regular Chatas Chitzoyna. I might have thought the word Hachatas is an umbrella term to include the Seir Golem and Seir Rosh Chodashim, just like the Seir Avodah Zarah. So the Tam Loimar, Loi. Vishtei Loi, Vuzuktim.
You have to do the regular thing because it's regular.
Because it's regular. Psh. So getting back to the pasuk again, v'osla parka she'osla parachatos ken yasa loy. Oh, only here means parlam dov shel tzibur and the seir avodah zarah, but not the seir golem, not the seir rosh chodashim. Freitim amari isal rabbi says elul hoytzis elul. What's up? Is you're paying favorites and you're saying yeah seir avodah zarah yeah, but the seir golem seir chodashim nisht. After all, they have both a ribui and a miut. Ach shariba kosef. What was the riboy? That was the word hachatos. Umiyat, and I have the loy lamed vav to say only this one and not something else. Marbanias elu shemachaprim alaveiras mitzvah yidua. Moitziani elu shemachaprim alaveiras mitzvah yidua. Now the Loshon HaGemara, it could be a little bit misleading. Yeah. We don't mean that aveiras mitzvah yidua. So it must be an aveira like rice eating chazer, or an aveira like avodah zarah. That's a mitzvah yidua, and the mitzvah sheni yidua. Maybe people that don't know what shatnas means. Maybe people that don't know what a kantzipor means. That's not what we mean. The aveira mitzvah yidua means whether there was a yediyah betchila and yediyah besov. Mm-hmm. Where did we learn about this? First Mishnah Masechta Shavuos. that every single chatas has a different purpose. Otherwise, why am I bringing my private chatas? And why am I, what do I need the chatas Yom Kippurim? What do I need the sobit, the sebefnim? What do I need the sebechutz? What do I need the chatas? What do I need the every single Rosh Chodesh, every single regal? So you recall, without going through all of the halachas, just in general, all the other chatois, there was a yediya, either yediya betchila and yediya besov, or there was yediya betchila and not besov, or there was no yediya betchila, but there was yediya besov. But then you get to the Seir HaGolim, Seir HaShchadoshim, ein bo yediya loy betchila v'loy besov. Yediya means he didn't realize that he was tamei, or he knew he was tamei, but he didn't realize that he's eating kodshim. Or he didn't realize he's entering into the Beis Hamikdash. So there was no Yediyah B'tchilah, Yediyah B'sof. Then you get the Seir HaGolim and the Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Ah, however, as opposed to that, all the others do involve a Yediyah. So therefore, Marbanias, Elush, Mechaprim, Alevedis Mitzvah, I rather include with the Chatas the word the Seir Avodah Zarah, because I know that Klal Yisrael erred with a void azar, I know both before and afterwards. Because we're talking about Tumas Mikshish Kedoshim, and I have no idea whether people were Mitame, not Mitame, and that's why I'm bringing these Kabbalahs. Okay, so that answers that question. Now, we're almost at the end of the Pasuk. V'chipar aleim ha'koyim v'nislach lehem. What do I learn? V'chipar, v'chipar ava b'shaloi samach. Even though it says in the beginning of the parasha that you have to have a smicha, smicha means you have to put your hands on the carbon. What happens if you didn't do the smicha? You get a kapara anyway, because smicha is not ma'akev. Okay? And then the pasuk ends off in nislach. What do you mean by nislach? Av bishlein nos in shirayim. Even if you don't do the shvicha shirayim, you also get, because like we said before, shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. Freitimor ma'arikisa lifsal b'hazois ula hachshe b'smicha v'shirayim. How come b'hazois you keep on saying that you have to be mazer? If you just miss one hazor, the whole carbon is dead. It's dead anyway, but now it's triple dead, and you're going to have to bring a brand new carbon. But you say, smicha shirayim, but it's a grace of mitzvah, but if you didn't do it, you're yoitzer. Why are you marba this and you mamay that? Tumar amris, hoysel b'hazois shemakas b'chol mokim. Everywhere else, hazois on ma'akid. What do you mean, everywhere else? L'mashal, by the case of all karbonos, you have to have at least one. It's ma'akid with that one, zero. And by karm chatas, machloikis, b'sham b'sil, one or two, but you have to have at least something. So here, the Torah is machmer and say, you have to have all of them. U'machshani b'smich, b'shirayim she ma'akid b'chol mokim. Any carbon, whatever the carbon is, that the Torah requires smicha and or shvicha shirayim, avada do the chetchila, but it's not ma'akev b'chol makom. So that's the end of the daf. Tomorrow we're going to go into much greater detail about each one of the drushes. Stay tuned for tomorrow. I'm going to chodesh one and all. Zag is inside.